There's a unifying bond between siblings who are close in age, and the Maurer brothers of Findlay, Ohio, have only 2 years separating them. Philip is 26 and Andrew is 24. They came to StoryCorps to discuss their shared childhood experiences and to try and make sense of what they still remember.
I remember traveling together, our family, and especially like you and me and Mom. We'd take the train a lot. One particular trip that I think has influenced both of us a lot was going to San Francisco to visit Brent, our uncle Brent, who died in 1990. He had lived in San Francisco for over 20 years, I think. He was gay but didn't have a partner.
And he was just a really fun guy, like the perfect uncle.
And I don't know, that's just, for me, that's become part of the story I'm living, right? Is that true for you?
I don't know if any trip we went on was like amazing, because it was like being in a movie. Like going like on the train trips and like cross country journeys where it's like we would see all these like famous things, and it just, you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that one, that specific trip. And honestly, that's one of those things that I think I remember more from like the pictures.
Okay.
I mean, like, there's the picture of us. We're in, like, little matching jean jackets. There's, like, standing by a big anchor on a boat with a huge rope coiled around. I mean, what else? What did we do? Jog my memory.
We went to the zoo. We saw the sea lions on Alcatraz.
Oh,
I think that was, like, the last morning we were there. And as we were walking away from there, we bought, like, t-shirts for $5.
I think the reason for the trip was just to, I mean, it was, like, a family vacation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he knew he had AIDS at that time.
Yeah, I
feel
don't
like
know
he didn't.
I think maybe he found out like the fall after we all went together.
He found out right before Mom and I went.
Right before?
Yeah.
Okay.
He found out while we were there.
Oh wow,
that's why we went.
So
yeah, that's what
would
it
be
was.
With him because he didn't want to get the results alone, and he was pretty sure.
Oh man, what do I remember about that trip? I guess just the weird thing about it now is how fun it was. For me, it was just like, this is awesome. Like, I'm like a selfish little kid. All eyes are on me because I'm this like cute little kid in this situation where like everybody's just thinking about ways to not have to think about certain things.
Yeah.
I just realized that right now. That's probably why.
Why?
I've got so much attention on that trip and why I felt like so, it was such a wonderland. Uncle Brent was taking me to like the toy store and I don't know, everything was fun.
Yeah.
And it's like,
because it should be when you're 7.
And I hope maybe I made it a little more fun for everybody else.
You said you weren't sure those trips for you had been as important as they are to me.
Can you be more specific about how they're important?
I mean, like I said, I mean, Brent just like showed so much love to me, I guess. And I remember it so vividly, like walking in Chinatown. I mean, he died. I think like ever since he died and I knew I would never see him, like, I've been rehashing these memories.
Because that's all you got.
Yeah.
Right, which makes sense.
I guess that trip is important because, it was one of the few times I really got to interact with this man who I loved and who loved me and who I had fun with.
Yeah, I guess in that way, it is pretty important to me, too. I don't think about it on, like, a daily basis, but it does seem important, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Important in the way that sometimes you just are fixated on something and you don't exactly know why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like there's certain details that stand out, and it's like you're never going to exactly know why. So in that sense, it's definitely a source of those kinds of things for me.
Of?
Of things that are just kind of magically meaningful,
kind of,
you know?
Like archetypal, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, I think since I've been writing regularly, like that's what I go back to. It's like I want to process those memories and those images, you know.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you too?
Oh my gosh, it's like the bane of my art existence, actually.
Yeah.
And like honestly, if you see the work that I'm making right now, it's all about that.
Yeah.
It's just like me trying to figure out why is that important, and why, with all the other things that have been important to me in like my adult life, why do I still fixate on that?
Brothers Philip and Andrew Maurer at StoryCorps in Dayton, Ohio. Their conversation was edited by WYSO volunteer Katie Tilley. It will be archived in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress and on the WYSO website at wyso.org.